You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since 2002, Idaho Preferred has been helping people find and use local food and agricultural products. Fresh vegetables, fruits, meats, spirits, and nursery plants certified by the program are marked by a blue and gold label. This symbolizes homegrown quality. Now, these aren't the only perks, though. Eating and buying local also helps to support Idaho-owned businesses as well as farms and ranches. Joining us today live to tell us more about Idaho Preferred is the head of the program, Skylar Jett. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, just give us a little bit more background on Idaho Preferred and how it got started back in 2002.
So as you mentioned, Idaho Preferred is a program of the Idaho State Department of Agriculture. It was started to help promote local food and agriculture in the state. So it is a state-branded program to help, again, identify local food in your grocery store, nursery products at your local nurseries, and just help consumers and chefs and everyone identify Idaho products when you're out shopping.
When this got started back in 2002, there didn't seem to be as much of a movement to buy local as there is, 17 years later. But were you starting to see people wanting that?
So I wasn't around when the program started with the department, but I know from stories that when the program initially got started, it was knocking on doors. Join this program, support local, buy Idaho products. But now it's definitely changed. And I know, again, when it's the program first started, it was really working with retailers, too. It was, please support this new program. And, of course, now there's a huge shift. We're not knocking on doors anymore. We are actually having them contact us, mm-hmm. which is a huge change.
That is a great change. But it's such a big change. I mean, but you go into almost any local restaurant nowadays. And, I mean, from maybe a couple of locally sourced items to some restaurants, I mean, part of their menu is everything that is locally sourced.
Yeah, and almost half of every consumer dollar is spent in food service, so it's really important for us. I mean, we work with retailers, we work with chefs, but definitely in food service, it's important that we help those chefs identify, local food producers in their area. And we think it's great. A lot of times they're just doing it themselves. We'll get calls once in a while saying, hey, do you know anyone growing mushrooms, for example? Can you put us in contact with someone? So it's really great that now they're calling us and they find us as a resource to help them. We also do chef tours in the fall and help them, identify areas, in the Treasure Valley. But we also are a state program, so we do try and get outside of the Boise area as well.
And so with that as well, especially seeing how it has grown over the last 17 years, what has that done for growers, for farmers, ranchers, people like that?
So for us, it's been great because when retailers open the doors, they come to us and say, hey, we want to have your help, identifying local producers. Can you help us put us in contact? So I think that for them, it's just been a great outlet. They're not having to, knock on doors like they were before. They're actually being sought after. And we're just an easy resource for that connection to help, make that connection between either the retail, food service, even schools. We work a lot with schools as well to make that connection with the growers so they don't have to go out and try and find everyone themselves. We can kind of be that place in the middle.
And have you had more growers, come on board over the years as well?
Yeah, our membership is over 300 right now, and that includes food producers, ranchers, processors, winemakers, beer, spirits. It's such a wide variety, nursery products, that it's been really great because we have so much variety to help promote that, again, we can help connect people on all different products and not just, a set product. It's been really nice to have that growth in our program as well.
I'm talking with head of the Idaho Preferred Program, Skylar Jett. We're talking about the Preferred Idaho Program. So you also have a label that identifies growers and producers, and we talked about this, that are part of the Idaho Preferred product. So tell me about the standards that these products need to meet in order to be a part of the program.
Yes. So the Idaho Preferred Program, again, it's through the Department of Agriculture with the state. So we really are focused on local food and agricultural products. So to be a member, we have different rules and guidelines, and those include for producers, it has to be 100% grown in the state. Processors, it's a little bit different but it still has to have that Idaho agricultural component. So it has to be 20% by weight and processed in the state of Idaho because we're really trying to have that ag component. And then the rules are a little bit different for other members. We have a rule for wine. It has to be 90% Idaho grapes. We're currently working on a new beer rule so that our Idaho breweries can qualify. So it just depends, but really the focus is on having some of that Idaho agriculture component in there.
What's it like, you know, to now have growers, but even retailers knocking on your door, as you said, versus you having to go out and knock on doors to try to get people to buy into this program?
I think it's really important for people to be able to find the products, the Idaho products, in all the stores on the shelves. And so we work with retailers from all sizes. So we have a great relationship with Walmart. We have a great relationship with Albertsons, Brolin, Stokes, Ridley's. We try and be in all of those markets. You know, the co-ops are always wonderful. They've supported local for a long time. So it's really great to see some of the traditional stores also now supporting local. You'll go into the Walmart stores right now and you'll see big Idaho Preferred displays with local corn and melons and peaches and everything that's in season. And I think that's really cool to see all the different size retailers stepping up and, you know, supporting this local food movement. We're doing our retail roadshow starting this weekend. So we'll be at different retailers throughout the state. We'll hit 29 locations. And it's a fun event. You know, we get out there, we sample different products. We have our members out there sampling products. And it's really cool for the consumers to see that, hey, in my local grocery stores, I can find all these great Idaho products for sale.
It's interesting, too, because you're right about when you look at co-ops, and these are, you know, across the country, co-ops embraced local years before the general population did. But then when you go to the other extreme of a Walmart, but the fact that they, too, are now carrying local products, it seems to run the spectrum then of who can have that product.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's great to have access. Like I said, to be in all those stores, it's important because consumers shop in different locations. So our whole goal is to get more Idaho products in anyone's hands. So in any retail hands, that's great. And a lot of states, other states say, how do you work with Walmart? How do you get that connection? And really our Walmart team in Idaho has just been great to work with, and they've really reached out to us and said, we want to do this. We want to have as much Idaho in our stores. And, you know, we have the same kind of great relationship with Albertsons, too. You know, they said, we're an Idaho company. We want to make sure we're supporting our Idaho food producers as well.
Have growers changed or expanded what they grow because of this program over the years?
You know, we do a lot of consultation as well. So we'll get some people in there like, we're starting a small farm. What do you recommend? What are you seeing in the market that needs to be done? You know, and for a while we had no one growing lettuce. And so we say, you know, we're hearing from chefs and retailers that, you know, they'd like some local greens. And, you know, now you see local greens on the menu. So there is a lot of that, too. You know, if they come to us and say, hey, do you have any insight on what might be the next trend? We might have some insight because we do work with chefs. We, you know, hear what they're looking for. We hear what retailers are saying. We're missing this on our shelves. What do you know? So,
and how does it work outside of the Treasure Valley? Because we have growers, we have farmers and ranchers all over the state.
Exactly.
Not just, you know, in the Treasure Valley.
Yeah. So we try and spread our program throughout the state. We try and do events in all parts of the state. Like I said, we're headed out on our retail roadshow and our first locations are in Eastern Idaho. So we'll be in Driggs, Rexburg, Idaho Falls. So there's quite a big variety. We do events up north. We try and partner and do some events up north. And we support all of the Idaho Ag. So not just in the Treasure Valley. We try and spread our events and our dollars and everything throughout the state. And, you know, the Idaho Preferred is a team mostly of two. So we try and get out and get a, you know, across the state as much as possible.
And how has, like, just the demand from people wanting to, you know, buy more local, you know, they want to, you know, there's this whole idea of buying local. There's been a big push over the last decade. But we've talked about the growers. We've talked about, you know, the restaurants and the chefs. What about the demand from individuals? What have you seen in that regard?
So from consumers, and when we do consumer events, I think that they are always excited. They want to know where their food's coming from. And so I think when they're out and they see, you know, the Idaho Preferred logo, or we're setting up a table doing sampling, the consumers are always interested. And so when we are out and they can see, you know, they may not always know that those apples are Idaho apples, but if we're out there and we're sampling Idaho apples, we know that sales of Idaho apples go up because they're excited to purchase and help the local economy. And our research has even shown, you know, what's the number one reason for buying local, and it's to support the local economy, followed by knowing where your food comes from and taste and some of those other things. But the number one reason usually coming back is to support the Idaho economy and the Idaho farmers. So that's really neat.
What is trending right now? Like what is kind of that conversation happening?
I think, you know, for us, I think that they want unique products. What is Idaho growing? We have over 185 different crops and commodities grown in the state. So people are like, what's the newest thing growing here? You know, and Idaho's growing quinoa now. We have a few new mushroom growers. You know, there's some unique products out there. We have a new venison member. So I think that's the main thing, is like, what's Idaho going to come up with next? What's a new cool product coming out?
It's got to be kind of great to be in that conversation.
Yeah. And I think consumers are excited. They, you know, like I said, they want to support the local producers. They want to know where their food comes from. So It's a cool program to be a part of, because it's an easy sell, because it's hard to not say you want to not support Idaho, because we're also proud to be Idahoans here as well. So
if you're going into the grocery store, you just look for that blue and gold label.
Yes, if you look for the blue and gold label, a lot of stores now even identify it, call out the local producers. I know Whole Foods is really great about putting up the story as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, support Idaho.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking more about this. I've always seen the blue and gold stickers, but now you know more. Our guest today is Skylar Jett with Idaho Preferred. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.